All right, now, and there may be a conflict in your house, so if you have a recording device, just at least be aware of this. Because the World Series starts at, what, like 6:30?
6:30 broadcast, yeah. 6:57 first pitch.
Okay, well, there. No, then this may help you a little bit, but maybe not. That is the
Wheel of Fortune?
No, it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Oh dear. Yeah.
See, that's on at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
See, they do that counter-programming thing to cause discord in your home.
Dirty trick, ABC.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're doing that. So we just want to let you know, because we don't want to go, oh, Daddy forgot, because, you know, that may not float. They're going, hon,
I really,
the game's nine innings long.
Yeah, I really think I can forego half an hour.
Yeah, so that's why we're as a public service, that's why we're letting you know that goes on.
Or you could turn it over to Charlie Brown when Tim McCarver is saying nothing important, you know, which gives you a lot of time. Yeah, so, you know. Yeah.
There you go. A Texas lawyer filed an emergency.
Tom, I don't know if you know this or not, but Burbank High School has turned out a lot of actors and directors.
Yeah, like Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, and Tim Burton.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a gem from last night's broadcast.
Was it?
Yeah.
Boy, it's a good thing they had a team in California, or he would have had to try to remember that for next year.
Yeah, and things like, this is Juan Uribe's 588th at-bat.
All right. So
we learned all kinds of stuff.
We're very busy. Why were we wasting time talking about nothing?
Because he gets paid big money for talking about nothing.
A Texas lawyer filed an emergency motion to delay a pretrial hearing so he could attend last night's World Series. Darrell Cook of Dallas said he was scheduled for a 1 p.m. pretrial hearing involving a code violation, which conflicted with his plans to attend last night's game between the Giants and the Rangers in an attempt to gain favor for his motion with the judge. The lawyer used the tongue-in-cheek language, including referring to the game as a, quote, very important baseball matter, unquote. Don't know how that went for him, but nonetheless. And, by the way, 30 minutes from now, we will have an announcement for you that could impact every man, woman, and child in U.S. America.
It could impact.
It could. In fact, it may impact women more than men, and in fact could in fact really change the way children play, in fact. So all of these things, see, all of this coming up in just half an hour. So
Oprah's giving away playground equipment to everyone in America.
No. Ooh, well, no. She might be. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm jumping up and down.
Yeah. Because I'm always wired. Yeah. So I don't know if anybody out there works with a coworker who calls in sick a lot. Okay.
Nah, not us.
Okay.
Everybody get our mind off of that.
That work break is taking a new meaning with workers foregoing just a few minutes away from their desk in favor of taking entire days off.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it.
Nah. Career Builders annual survey of absenteeism shows, think about your coworkers now, see how this works, 29% of workers have played hooky from the office at least once this year, calling in sick when they're well. 27% of employers think they are seeing an increase in bogus sick excuses from employees due to continued stress and the burnout caused by the weak economy. 60% of employers surveyed said that they let their team members use sick days for mental health days. So, when asked to share some of the more unusual,
I need a mental health day.
I know, Ben. I need a mental health day.
Yeah, I can do that every day.
Well, here's what. No, I mean, let's cut right to the chase. Here's I said that.
I heard you there.
Here's one. Employee called in saying he wasn't feeling too clever that day. And if we had a... if we had an entertainment-driven show, we might be able to.
That's not a problem for us.
Yeah, we don't have to worry
about
that.
Scott, I don't mean to wake you up, but I'm not feeling at all clever today.
Speaking of, an employee fell asleep at his desk while working, hit his head, thus causing a neck injury. He called in sick. Because I fell asleep at my desk yesterday.
I like the clever excuse better.
Yeah. Okay. Employee said a chicken attacked his mom.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
Employee said his finger was stuck in a bowling ball.
I mean, I can come to work, but I got the bowling ball on my finger.
Can only type with one hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good luck using the mouse with that one.
Here we go. We like the honesty here. An employee called in and said they'd had a hair transplant gone bad.
Well, nobody cares here, you know.
Well, Mr. Vice President, you still need to come into work today.
Employee called in sick from a bar at 5 o'clock the night before.
Oh, saying he anticipated not being able to come in?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to come into work tomorrow.
It's not looking good here.
Yeah. Employee had to called in that he couldn't come into work because he had to mow the lawn to avoid the lawsuit from the HOA.
Tom?
You boys, gay comments? Yeah, okay. And an employee called in to say that he couldn't come into work because he got his foot caught in the garbage disposal.